Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his ladder, man. And don't you get.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher, 33. And today is Sunday, November the 6th of 2016. And the time is 12:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I actually made a mistake when I did the time, so I meant to click it to make it a little longer. So we got a short show today, only like about 20 minutes. But in any event, that's probably a good thing because I need to take my behind to sleep. I haven't went to sleep yet. Worked a 12-hour shift last night and been rocking and rolling. You know, I come get so excited while at work because you're able to think, well, at least I am, you know, in between doing what you're doing and stuff. So we want to start talking about the solutions, this whole negative habit pattern. We've been talking a lot. This is part four. And spent a lot of time talking about the problem. And that's good. We want to identify the problem, but we want to make sure that we spend as much time talking about the solution as we do the problem. If you notice, a lot of people do that. A lot of people will talk about the problems, and their bills, they're sick, they this, and that's great. You want to identify the problem, but you don't want to spend all your life, because again, you bring about what you think about. So if you only talk about the problem, you just get more problems. If you only focus on the bills, if you only focus on the problems in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, you're just going to get more problems. So we want to talk about the solution to this negative habit program, really. So we are all programmed for negativity. It's just automatic. It's like weeds. I've never went to a landscaping or horticulture or whatever you want to call it store and saw weed seeds. Have you? Have you ever seen seeds for weeds? I've never seen them. I've never seen seeds for weeds, but yet weeds grow. Everybody who knows anything about landscaping and yard work, man, people spend, a bunch of money and time. I'm not really into the whole yard thing like that, but I know a lot of people that really spend a lot of time, they want to make sure that they have this very nice lawn, and they go out there and they spend all this money maintaining and watering and all this stuff. But I've seen weeds grow through cement. You ever seen weeds grow, like, in the middle of the street? There's this weed that just grows through. How? I mean, I don't know about you. That boggles my mind. How the hell does weed go through concrete? I've seen weed grow through concrete. Negativity just is like way more powerful than positivity. It's crazy how easy it is to be negative. So nobody needs a class on how to do bad shizness. You want to be bad, you're just born bad. We all are born bad. We all are born with the potential to do bad shizness. I don't care who you are. I don't care how great you are. I know because, again, whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the right, the pendulum also swings to the left. So you bring the Dalai Lama in here. You bring the freaking Pope in here. You bring anybody. Them fools are sadomasochists. They're the most evil people on the planet. Every cop I know was the most dirtiest dude. Well, not every. Most cops. Well, 99%. You give a dude a badge. Come on, I'd be for real. If I gave you a badge and a gun, and I told you could do whatever the hell you want, basically, what the hell are you going to do? Now, you're going to be just like me. When I started off, I was like everybody else. No gratuity. Zero. We had a zero gratuity policy. So I walk into the Pizza Hut. The manager said, hey, man, just park your unit here when the kids get out of school, you know what, and if you, you know, just come in, dude, and just, you know, no, sir. I'm not going to. Just walk through. You know, it's kind of let the kids know, just a show of presence. So I would park over at the Pizza Hut. And that fool walked every day, pizza, pizza, pizza. After about, you know, a couple of months, I was eating pizza. Then I go over to the donut shop. Then I went to the cleaners. They said, man, park the unit here, dude, and just, I just need your visibility. And so then I go over to certain neighborhoods, and the rich people were like, hey, man, just, you know what? If we just kind of see your car just kind of ride through in our neighborhood, you know, we'll make sure that, you know, if you got a business, right? Oh, yeah. So you work at that, that's your business down there? Okay, you know, why are you out on duty riding around? Because you walk riding around in the middle of the night, and, you know, me and my blankety-blank, we're going to be out of town, and so you could just kind of keep an eye on our home. We'll make sure to make an investment in your business. Man, I don't care how holy you are. We are all subject to being bribed. Everybody got a price. I love when people say, no, not me, dog. You don't understand, man. Shoot, man. I ain't going to fall, man. Yeah, right. Your ticket ain't been punched yet. That's all. Hang around, homie. Just wait. So negative habit programs and negative habit patterns is the inability to identify the fact that you, like everybody else, got holes in your armor. So remember, the word negative means the absence of something positive. Negative is not a thing. So negative is the absence of consciousness, Christ consciousness specifically. So number one, how do we overcome negative habit patterns? Number one, we got to remove the beam on your own eye. Brothers and sisters, we're going to drop this nugget and we're going to be out of here. Short show today. So, you're living your life and you're doing something. Now, first of all, negative is not bad, is no such thing. Man, if I could get people to understand this, like, you people do stuff and they feel bad. I don't feel shiznit. I punch a dude in the face and sleep like a baby. Because what is it? Like, who decides what's good and bad? Well, everybody tell me the Helios Biblios. Okay, who wrote the Helios Biblios? Who wrote the Bible? Constantine, a bunch of priests who wanted to keep peasants in line. And so, is it a great book? Absolutely, it's a moral code. It's a way to keep, you know, black folks in line. It's been working like clockwork. Negroes ain't rising up. You can shoot Negroes in the back; they ain't gonna do nothing. Why? They're gonna go march. They're gonna go to church on Sunday. They'll tear down. They'll pray to God. Man, we'll march. But we ain't gonna bust it great. What if? Now that's a negative habit, going to church. Now I know you may not think so, but since I've already did it, still do it every once in a while, please disagree with me. I'll see you on the other side. A negative habit programming, the number one thing that you have to do is you gotta identify what the hell it is. Man, I talk to people every day. They don't got a problem. Everybody is somebody. I just love talking to people who got their shizness together. Because, man, you can't tell them nothing. I just watch. And I just said, there go I. If it wasn't for the grace of God, there go I. Pride goes before the fall. You see, a negative habit program is just negative thinking that has been thought so long that you don't even know it's negative. Now, let me make sure you understand. How the hell are you supposed to know what you don't know? How are you supposed to ask questions that you don't even know you're supposed to ask? That's the problem. See, it's below the threshold. A habit is something that is done so much that is automatic. It's a subconscious thing. And so when we talk about the pattern of negative habits or negative thinking, it's like building a prison in your own mind. And this prison holds you captive, but you forgot that you built it. And more importantly, you forgot that you're the warden. And more importantly, you forgot that you got the key. Now, could you imagine being in prison and you can leave anytime you want? Now, I know a little something about this. I've been in voluntary confinement for eons. See, people try many different things to break out of this negative habit pattern. But because it's a negative habit pattern, the fact that you're trying to break out of it is a negative habit pattern. The fact that you are trying to break out of something that don't exist is a problem. Man, this is the craziest thing since sliced bread. Now, let me make sure you understand what I just said. So you are trying to, you do something and you beat yourself up about it. I don't care what it is. You can win the lottery and you think gambling is wrong, so you feel bad, so you give away your earnings. Just remember my name and number if you don't believe in gambling. And if you win the lottery and you can't take it because God, your God you serve, say that you shouldn't, thou shalt not gamble, send it to me, homie. I'll take care of it for you. I'll take care of it for you. See, I used to have my panties in the water like everybody else. I used to have all these moral codes and all of this stuff. And I used to walk around and, you know, I'd bump into somebody. Oh, you know, sorry, brother. God forgive me, man. You know, I used to do all that stuff too. Negative, brother. See, a negative habit is anything that makes you feel bad. Now, I need you to really think about that statement because everybody I know feels bad because they've done something. Who the hell told you what you did was bad? Brother, I read it in a book. Really? You maybe should read the book that Jesus wrote because Jesus did away with the law. Now, he elevated the law. So the goal is, now remember, the law is for the lawless. I'm not lawless, so I don't need no law. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that the law is for the lawless. The Bible says that sin makes you sin. Sin is the thing that makes you sin, all right? Because you try not to sin. Oh, man, let me say this again. This is the craziest thing. Now, remember, we had a real short show today because I made a mistake when I scheduled the time frame, you guys. So I do apologize. But we're going to get in as much as the information as we can, and we'll do a part five tomorrow. I'm going to actually do it later on today, depending on how the old body's feeling. But let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Number one thing. This is the number one thing to overcome a negative habit pattern. The first thing that you got to do is to realize that the fact that the word negative is not a word. The word negative is the absence of a word. So if you got a negative habit pattern, you got the absence of something that should be in that place. So whatever should be plugged in there, put it in there, and the negative will go away. The negative will never go away by you identifying it. So you should be asking yourself, well, Doc, why is that number one? Because then that allows for you to do number two, bring every thought into captivity. And then that allows you to bring every number three, speak these thoughts. The Bible tells us to think on these things. So these are the three steps that we're going to talk about. We're going to break this down into vivid details because this is so important. Because, brothers and sisters, consciousness is not a thing. Consciousness is the absence of a thing. Just like a pothole. So the number one thing you got to do is you got to recognize negative habit patterns or negative unproductive thoughts. They don't serve no purpose. Let me say that again. They don't serve no purpose. Let me say that again. I'm a purpose-based production dude. Negative habit patterns, they don't serve my purpose. That's why I hate them. But I don't hate them enough to focus on them. I hate them enough to replace them with the Word of God. What is the Word of God? Is it the Bible? And is it the Lesser Keys of Solomon? And is it the the Egyptian Book of the Dead? And is it the Book of Creation? And what is the Word of God? Whatever comes out your mouth. Now, don't hang up. I know it's contrary to your theology. I understand. But who's God? Remember the definition? The word God means voice. It means voc, V-O-X. Now, it means vocare, V-O-C-A-R. It means larynx. It means voice box. It means utterance. It means sound, frequency, wave, vibration, anything. Again, we did the show already, being God. So God says, I want to make some little G's. And the thing that separates the big G's from all of the little G's, the big G can do this. Let there be blank. And there was blank. See, the big G says, I am that tree. I am. So when the big G appeared unto Moses, the big G said, Moses, what do you want me to be, homie? And then Moses said, no, you don't understand. I can't go down there to these people. I need some backup. I need to be able to drop that the name of Jesus like that American, express card. Pow! In the name of Jesus. Pow! So Moses couldn't go to Egypt without a name. But notice God gave him his name. God, that God, never gave Moses his name. He says, I am. Telling Moses, dude, don't limit me, homie. When you name something, you limit something. Names are limits. They're titles. They're labels. A name is the worst thing that you can do to something because you put it in a box. So all of us who got names, we got to transcend them. They're good for a while, but you got to change them up. You see, my brothers and sisters, the number one thing that you have to do to overcome your negative habit pattern is to realize that you got one. And the way that you got one is because the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So the fact that you're not all knowing, let me stand corrected, I'm not all knowing. Since I know I'm not all knowing, I know I have some negative thought patterns and some negative habits, because the word negative means the absence of something positive. The word negative is not a thing. It's not a place. It's not a noun. The word negative is the absence of a thing. It's the absence of something. And so a negative habit pattern means that there's supposed to be a positive habit, but you're not doing it. And so, again, weeds grow by themselves. You ain't got to plant them. You ain't got to water them. You ain't got to take care of it. You ain't got to buy them. You have to do nothing. They grow. Negativity, you ain't got to do nothing. It grows. You ain't got to do nothing. No thing. That's negative. Negative is nothing. So a negative habit pattern is, okay, you got a garage, but you ain't doing nothing with it. That makes it negative. Negative means that you've got something and you ain't utilizing it. That's it. So positive means that you're going to utilize it for its purpose. You're going to find out, okay, what is the garage designed for? I got a garage. Let me see, what am I going to do with the garage? Okay, I could put some boxes in there. You know what? A garage is to put cars in there. How about I clean it out and park my car in there? That's an ideal. But how many people park their cars in their garage? I don't even park my car in my garage. That's why I'm using that as an example. Brothers and sisters, your job is to understand the purpose of a thing. It's like the problem I have with homosexuality. Okay, what is the purpose of the anus? I'm just saying. See, where the purpose of the thing is not known, abuse of the thing is inevitable. If you don't know the purpose of the butthole, abuse of the butthole is inevitable. I'm just saying. If you don't know the purpose of a thing, abuse of the thing is inevitable. So a negative habit pattern, homosexuality, is the result of lack of knowledge. The Bible says my people perish for lack of knowledge. Okay, you got a butthole. I don't know what to do with it. I'm going to stick something in it. And that's not what it's designed for, brother. It's an exit wound. It's an exit area. It's not an entry area. But I don't know. Maybe I don't understand. My brain works different from everybody else. Because people been telling me, I've been talking to, you know, a lot of my friends today. I'm not, you know, nothing against them. Do you, boo-boo? But I'm still trying to figure it out. It just still, it doesn't make sense. That's all I'm saying. And so a negative habit pattern, things that doesn't make sense. That's all it is. But it's deeper than that. Tomorrow, my brothers and sisters, we got to go a little bit further down the rabbit trail to recognize, like, how do you recognize it when you see it? Like, you could be looking at it. Do you know that you can stare now? Like, say, like me, I'm good. If you meet somebody like me, you know, you could be staring at the devil and you never know it because he transformed himself into an angel of light. So if I wanted to be a very bad person, I could do a lot of damage because I know a lot of shiznits. You see, brothers and sisters, when the mind casts itself, the mind creates what-if scenarios. And these what-if scenarios create negative thought form beings or patterns that create negative habit patterns. So we have to break down what causes this. What causes this? Fear, doubt, unbelief, self-loathing, criticism, anxiousness, regret, worry, stress, guilt, anger, envy. These are the things that cause and create negative habits that you redo them over and over again, that they become patterns. So tomorrow we go further down the rabbit trail and talk about how to identify and then disassemble these negative habit patterns. My brothers, my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, to the part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity.
God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. Kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2, some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2, some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
And they beating them in jail. I don't know what you been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is you made out of.
Yeah.
Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh.
But you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.